大约100名温哥华的法轮功学员在固兰湖街的钟灵馆前举行了集会和烛光悼念活动，纪念25年来为坚持信仰而被迫害致死的法轮功学员。他们还呼吁共同制止迫害法轮功。
Su Jiang, spokeswoman of the Falun Dafa Association in Vancouver, said at the rally, July 20th marks a tragic milestone, 25 years since the Chinese Communist Party launched its campaign of vilification, torture, murder, and forced organ harvesting against millions of people across China who practice the Falun Gong spiritual discipline. Millions in China are subjected to imprisonment, torture,and extrajudicial killings.
温哥华法轮大法协会发言人苏张女士在集会上发言说，25年前的7月20日，中共发动了一场以谎言为基础、灭绝人性的迫害，对数以百万计的中国法轮功修炼者进行诽谤、酷刑、杀戮，甚至活摘器官。
According to FalunDafa.org, Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, is a meditative discipline of the Buddhist tradition rooted in China's millennia-old heritage of spiritual cultivation. It features 5 Qigong meditation exercises and moral teachings centered on the fundamental principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance.
据法轮大法网站介绍，法轮功也叫法轮大法，是融合了精神信仰和打坐的佛家修炼功法，包括缓慢的动功和静功打坐，以及按照真善忍做好人的修炼原则。
For most of the 1990s, Falun Gong was well received by both the Chinese public and authorities, who praised Master Li's teachings for bringing good health and boosting the moral character of the nation.In early 1999, state media reported that around 100 million people were practicing Falun Gong.
在上世纪90年代大多数时间里，大陆民众和当局都赞扬李洪志大师的功法带给人们健康的身体并提升道德品质。1999年初，官方媒体报道说约有1亿人在学练法轮功。
But the rapid growth of such a popular group, not subject to the control of the Communist Party, eventually worried the political leadership under then-General Secretary Jiang Zemin. On July 20, 1999, Jiang launched a campaign to eliminate Falun Gong, prompting unprecedented waves of arrests and killings across the country.
法轮功学员人数的快速增长让时任中共党魁江泽民害怕危及自己手中的权力。99年7月20日，江泽民开始镇压法轮功，在全国范围内大规模抓捕法轮功学员，很多学员被酷刑折磨死亡或残废。
Ms. Jiang said that the CCP also extended the persecution abroad. In Canada, a comprehensive 130-page report details how the communist regime is using intimidation and infiltration to Canadian government officials to silence Falun Gong, intimidation and surveillance of people who practice Falun Gong in Canada, threatening family members in China, canceling or not renewing passports, cyber attacks to websites and emails, death threats, bomb threats, etc.
张女士说，中共对法轮功的迫害还延伸到海外。在加拿大，一份长达130页的综合报告详细阐述了中共政权如何利用恐吓和渗透加拿大政府官员，阻止他们对法轮功的声援，如何对加国境内的法轮功修炼者进行恐吓和监视，威胁他们在中国的家人，不更新护照，网络攻击网站和电子邮件，死亡威胁、炸弹威胁等。
Tracy Lee, who joined the rally, told reporters that she and her mother were detained by police after they went to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong in 2000. She then lost her job and business because she persisted in practicing Falun Gong. In 2009, two practitioners of her neighborhood were arrested on the same day. She and other practitioners tried to find lawyers to help the imprisoned practitioners, but another practitioner was arrested. She was forced to leave her own hometown.
参加烛光悼念活动的 Tracy 李告诉记者，她和母亲于2000年7月去北京向政府讲法轮功真相而被拘留，后因坚持修炼而先后失去工作和自己的生意。2009年，她身边的两位同修在同一天被绑架，她和其他同修找正义律师无罪辩护，过程中另一名同修被抓，她被迫流离失所。
Later, with the help of her friends, Tracy Lee came to Canada in 2011. She said, I know many practitioners suffered mentally and physically in prisons. Some practitioners were force-fed to death. The continued support from the outside world will encourage them that they are not alone.
在朋友的帮助下 ,Tracy Lee 于2011年移民到加拿大。她说，我以前身边的同修还被关在监狱里，他们遭受着精神上、身体上的折磨，有的同修被灌食致死，外界持续不断的声援会鼓舞他们，让他们感到不孤单。
On June 25, 2024, the House of Representatives unanimously passed the Falun Gong Protection Act. Among its key provisions, the bill recognizes that credible evidence suggests that Falun Gong practitioners are subject to widespread forced organ harvesting and are specifically targeted for this barbaric practice.
今年6月25日，美国国会众议院一致通过法轮功保护法案，在其主要的条款中，法案承认可信的证据表明法轮功学员普遍遭到强摘器官，而且是这种野蛮行径的特定目标。
The bill's provisions, if enacted, will mandate sanctions on Chinese officials and military leaders or others who are knowingly responsible for or complicit in or have directly or indirectly engaged in the involuntary harvesting of organs in China.
如果该法案最终成为美国法律，将对在中国故意强摘器官或与之共谋或直接或间接参与强摘器官的中共官员、共军军官或其他人实施制裁。
Ms. Jiang said, We call on the Canadian government and all Canadians to condemn the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong and stand in solidarity against the persecution of innocent people. 25 years of suffering demands justice, accountability, and an end to the horrific treatment of Falun Gong practitioners.
张女士最后呼吁加拿大政府和所有加拿大民众谴责中共对法轮功和无辜民众的迫害。她说，中共对法轮功学员持续25年的残酷迫害必须停止，行恶者应该被追责，正义需要伸张。
Welcome back to the Chen Show, and I'm Hershey. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Beatrice Dear, and the song is called My All to You, which is also from her album titled My All to You, released in May 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Beatrice Dear， 演唱的歌曲 My All To You。Is a music piece by Andrew Collins Childs, and it's called Goodbye Blue Sky, Shipping the Clouds, which was released in May 2018.接下来请大家欣赏来自 The Andrew Collins Trio 演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Goodbye Blue Sky Shipping the Clouds. For more information, you can visit www.andrewcollinstrio.com. Next is a song by Wild Rivers, and it's called A Week Ago, which is from the album titled 88, released in July 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Wild Rivers 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 A Week Ago。 那么 Wild Rivers 呢，有四位音乐人，他们分别是 Khalid Yassin、 Devan Glover、 Andrew Oliver and Ben Lebensky。希望大家喜欢这首歌曲。
If I could get the Chevy up to 88, I'd take it back in time. I know exactly what I tell myself, and boy, I could set it right. 7 little days can feel so long, waiting on another chance. I'm looking back through a telescope, I'ma take a second glance.Two-tone Chevy, we were getting gone. We were still on the road. Windows down, we were singing our song, saying, I wish it was a week ago.I just wish
song is called 伞的宇宙 which means the cosmos of an umbrella, and vocal by 范广慧。听朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由范广慧演唱的《伞的宇宙》。接下来，请大家欣赏陈明绍演唱的《让风告诉我》。And next is a song vocalized by 陈明绍 and it's called《风告诉我》，which means "Wind tells me."Hope you enjoy.
风告诉我，真悄悄走，还要飞了好远好远，没有人问他从哪里来。
For today's music segment of the Chinese show is a song called 小姑娘 which means